Hill. This is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for this hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapin from the International Forecaster. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Well, we're doing very well today.
It looks like gold was up strong this morning, certainly, and it stayed up strong, at least last time I looked at it. Looked like silver was strong, and then they hit that over the head with ball peen hammer and brought it back down again, but it keeps trying to push up towards 14. So what's really going on in the gold and silver markets?
Well, in the silver market, you have four market makers who are working with the United States government to suppress the price. And we had a swing down in silver not too long ago, and they covered most of their shorts. And now that we've moved back up to, toward the 14 level, they're shorting again. And this is a game that they play all the time, and sooner or later the game will end and silver will break out and move higher. The reason they pick on silver is it's easier to manipulate, and people, when they see silver weakening, think that gold will as well. And as far as gold's concerned, there's an enormous short position among what they call the commercials, which is at a record. And the commercials are in a position, and they're working, of course, with the U.S. government. They're in a position where they're at record short positions now, and gold keeps on going up every day. Now, they have to continue to short, and they're already short almost $15 billion worth of gold. They're going to have to continue to short, or they're going to have to cover by buying back the positions. And it's going to be interesting to see what they do here, because I think they're going to continue to short, and I think gold is going to continue to go up. And I think eventually they're going to have to cover, buy back, and when they do that, gold's going to take a run to it 1,000. And the reason I think that is that the CEO of Barrick Gold, which is part of the Illuminati, and Citigroup analysts both have said that because gold production does not meet usage, that gold's going to go to $1,000. So what they're doing is they're tipping off people that something is going to happen here in the $1,000 level that, you know, won't happen before that. And so they're letting all their friends know that that's what the situation is. And so I expect gold to continue to run. I think people who are looking for a correction are stupid, because you can't use charts and cycles and waves in here because the market's rigged. And so if you're going to get in gold and silver, you better get in now. And that goes not only for the coins and the bullion, but also the shares, because this market's not going to wait. And it's going to continue to go up, just to reflect the official inflation of gold versus the official inflation since 1980. We're looking at somewhere around $2,100 an ounce for gold, and if we use real inflation, we're looking at $2,500 an ounce. So, and that's where we're headed, and I think it's pretty simple.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, they're exciting times for those of us who've been watching this for many years and realize the whole thing is really manipulated. Of course, what we're seeing is the destruction of the American dollar. And, of course, I believe that this is exactly what they intend. And as we see the dollar falling, as we see more and more countries abandoning the dollar, why, we may see the end of this control by these wicked people over our monetary supply. We'll be right back here with Bob.
Now, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Bob Chapman for the International Forecaster, who's been at this game longer than I have, which means it's well over 45 years. And certainly, we're talking about what's happening in the monetary system as we're seeing the demise of the American dollar, and with that, of course, the savings of the vast majority of the American people, and the loss of anything that is really, of course, based upon the value of the dollar, because the value of the dollar is falling. And didn't we see that Kuwait was going to start pulling away from the dollar here?
Right, and they were followed by Vietnam, and but there's others who are getting away from the dollar. There was a Reuters piece today about at the G7 meeting, which is coming up this weekend, that the United States is going to demand that sovereign funds, which are pools of money by other nations, stop buying companies, not only the United States, but throughout the world with their dollars in order to get rid of them. In other words, what the U.S. is saying is you have to continue to accept and sit with our money because we said you did, or we say that you do. And, you know, that's an imperial and very provocative statement. And they're very, very concerned. And, of course, the value of the dollar is dropping and dropped again today. And I think on the USDX, which is the dollar index that we're looking at, a drop down to something on the order of 72 to 75 before there's any support whatsoever.
Well, now, where did it end today? Do you recall?
I think later it'll go lower, and I think the reserve status of the dollar is at stake here. And I think that's going to be another subject of the G7 meetings, that the U.S. wants help in supporting the dollar. And quite frankly, I don't think they're going to get it.
Well, I would think that the other countries of the world would say, look, why should we take your dollars if we can't buy anything with them? That means they're useless. And certainly, now, what are they still? Are they still pouring money in here to buy our bonds, which they, of course, lose money every time they buy a bond? Maybe they get 4.5% interest, but you know, with an inflation rate like we have, they're losing about 4.5 or 5% a year. How long do you think the foreign central banks and foreigners are going to continue buying our debt?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, we have a group of countries, particularly European countries, that cooperate almost fully with the United States because they're all members of the elitist Illuminati. And so they work together on all sorts of things. And I think that they will continue to support the dollar to a great extent. But it's not going to be good enough because there's enough people in the world now who have dollars who realize that they're declining in value and they want out. Some of the biggest reserves in aggregate are among third world nations, and you know they can afford less to lose money with a declining dollar than anyone, and they're not as sophisticated as others, and I think they're facing some pretty stiff losses. I think from this level, the dollar could go down another 30 to 50%. And that's quite a ways for the central banks of the world, which have 64.75% of their foreign reserves in the form of dollars. And that figure is from late last year. 9 months later here, I don't know what the figure is because they haven't issued another one. But if I had to guess, it's probably down to 61 or 2%.
In other words,
so it's going to continue. It's not going to go away.
So they're really going to try to get out of the dollar because they really feel that the dollar is going to lose its reserve status. But even more than that, they see that the dollar is losing value. And to the average individual here in America, you know, if they're not buying things made overseas or traveling overseas, why, nothing much changes. But boy, if you're traveling overseas, you find out how far the dollar is falling. And I think it's only going to be a matter of time before even a lot of the goods we're getting from other countries begin going up in cost.
Yes, that's correct.
How long do you think, though, that China is going to continue? Because China, of course, really has more of our reserves than anybody else, probably close to at least $1 trillion. And as I think their overall our reserves are about, well, $1.4 trillion. But certainly they must be holding fairly close to $1 trillion in American dollars. I can't imagine they would continue holding those as they see the value of the dollar going down, because the Chinese are usually very shrewd businessmen.
Well, I think that for some time they've been diversifying into other currencies as well as some gold. And they have been buying companies throughout the world. And they have been investing in countries, you know, like they just did a deal in one of the African countries where they gave them so much to build a railroad or refurbish it, whichever it was. And for that, they got a preferential situation in some of their mining there. And of course, the Chinese that are, like many others, are very aware that base metals are not easy to come by nowadays, or at least not as easy as they were before. And there could be even further shortages. So. That's the kind of deals that they're making, and also for oil and gas and other basic commodities.
Well, certainly, I think that everybody who's in dollars now really has to give serious consideration to how they're going to survive if the dollar continues its downward spiral. And this is my fear, that so many people are going to get trapped without understanding what happens when you get into an inflationary spiral, which we are in today. I think we're just in the first steps of hyperinflation. How high do we have to get before we're really safe in calling it hyperinflation?
Well, I don't think it's a case of that. And what it is a case that the American people have to understand and wake up to the fact that they're being lied to about inflation, and that's at the wholesale level as well as the retail level, and they're being lied about unemployment. And they have to understand, and particularly business has got to understand that this is the whole thing is a charade and a Ponzi scheme. And they have to continue to keep it going, because if they don't, you know, the whole thing falls apart. And so we're going to continue to get more and more and more inflation. And that's going to come from the reckless creation of money and credit, which was 14% this past month and edged off from 14.1. And the government doesn't publish those figures anymore because they're not important. And they are also opening up the discount window to banks and allowing them to borrow hundreds of billions of dollars. They say it's on a temporary basis, but they continue to roll the loans. And now they got these secret talks going that were exposed on Friday, and those talks, they centered around the major banks in the United States, and those major banks are behind the eight ball with what they call CDOs, which are collateralized debt obligations, which are bonds which are made up of mortgages, and they have ABS, which is asset-based securities, and they're made up of other kinds of loans, such as vehicle loans and things like that. And the banks are stuck with these. They have about $400 billion that we know of, and they lie too, so we don't know what the true figure is. And so they're talking about raising $100 billion, and they're talking with the Treasury. And the Treasury says that they're not going to use government money to fix the situation, and so I don't know where this money's going to come from, but I really do know, and I think the money is going to be borrowed by the banks, particularly Citibank, which is in the most trouble, and it's going to be borrowed from the Federal Reserve. Now, the Federal Reserve is going to take this junk as collateral, and which are the CDOs and ABSs. And, of course, the Fed doesn't have any money, so they're going to create $100 billion out of thin air and give it to the banks to bail them out. This is all about bailing out banks, investment banks, Wall Street, and corporate America. They don't care about the public, nor the problems of the housing industry or unemployment or anything else. That's what it's about. Now, the bottom line on this thing is when they bail them out and they give them this money, which they'll probably never repay, what happens is they immediately create inflation. And it's added to that 14% figure of creation of money and credit that I told you about. And where we're headed here is hyperinflation. Inflation will be 15% next year.
Well, of course, this is totally disruptive to any society, and certainly when you get into an inflationary spiral, there's really no way out of it other than really clamping down, just raising the interest rates sky high, cutting off all access to funds, and then the whole economy slows down. And I'm not sure that anybody in our government has the courage to do what they should have done, what Paul Volcker did back in 1980.
You know, he didn't really solve the problem, because once he purged the system, not deeply enough, but purged it, Alan Greenspan came in because he thought his job was done. Greenspan came up and did a 360 and went right back to flooding the world with money. And so it's this Keynesian game of continuing to use money and credit to keep the economy from collapsing. And it happens every 3 or 4 years now. Now, you got to remember that the privately owned Federal Reserve was created in 1913, and their proviso was that they were going to stop all recessions and depressions and crashes. Well, we've had more since they've taken over in almost the last 100 years than we ever had before that.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Well, yeah, there is, but we're importing even more. And that's because we don't have any industrial base to speak of left. And the only way that we can stop this tremendous amount of imports coming into the country is by erecting tariffs, both on goods and services. And we'll also stop transnational conglomerates for offshoring their corporations and outsourcing their work. Now, we know that we've lost 5 million jobs, good jobs, $30 an hour jobs. And now we're losing professional jobs in radiology and printing and CPAs and you name it, we're losing it. And corporate CEOs at the last meeting at Davos in Switzerland, in a meeting with, was either Mishkin or Stiglitz, said that they expect to remove over the next 10 years another 40 million jobs from the United States to other countries. Now I ask you, are we supposed to stand by and let the executive branch of our government, our Congress, stuff it to us to destroy our economy, to destroy our culture and our way of life in totality? No, we're not. And that's why you should get a hold of all the senators and congressmen and tell them that you want tariffs. We have tariffs. We're not going to pay as much in taxes. If you have tariffs, it's going to be able to pay off part of our debt. So think about it.
Well, of course, the thing is that the globalists, of course, don't want that. The globalists want to certainly have everybody throughout the world equal other than themselves and to raise our living standards to that of the Mexican peasant. And they're well on their way to do that. An awful lot of people have gone from $30 an hour down to $10 an hour on their wage scale, and a lot of them are happy to get the $10 or $12 an hour that they're getting now, and that's really so tragic. But the average individual finds it so difficult to believe, Bob, that our leaders can actually be betraying the country, that have no loyalty to America, be dedicated to this globalist dream, which, of course, involves taking away the tariffs and then transferring our industry and our jobs to other nations. When you tell people that, most of them look at you as if to say, I mean, you've got to be smoking something, pretty strong to have that idea. Why, our leaders would never betray us.
Well, most politicians historically, and we have them today, are prostitutes. They'll go to the highest bidder, or either they're compromised because of something that they're doing and have done. And so, that's the state of politics in America, and quite frankly, in many other parts of the world as well. And it's going to continue. Now, how do you solve that? You go to all the primaries, both Democrat and Republican, and you make sure that the incumbent is voted out. Now, if you do that for most of these people who are coming up for re-election, you will have two novices, so to speak, running against one another, and a novice will get elected. And it's going to take about a year for the illuminist to infect him or her with money and other things. And so at least we'll get some kind of a respite. And if we could get that in the next election, and if we could get Ron Paul elected, we could turn America around. And if we don't do that, we're going to be living under bridges.
Well, I think it's amazing that Ron Paul is doing as well as he has. He's got more money in his coffers than John McCain does. He's guarding his money very well. He even got on the front page of the Washington Post. I think it was yesterday or today.
I'm sorry. It was today's article. And I have a link to it in the International Forecaster in the U.S. section, so you've got that look forward to, because people don't read 36 publications a day in five languages like we do. And so it's all there for you. I was shocked when I saw the article, and it also talked about New Hampshire, and from what I can see, Ron Paul should win the Republican contest in New Hampshire when it comes up. I think he's going to knock him dead.
Well, I certainly hope he does, because there are a lot of good people there in New Hampshire. And I love their slogan, their state slogan.
Yeah, live free or die.
Right. And so New Hampshire could very well be the turning point of this election, because the major media wants to tell you that it's Giuliani and it's Romney and Huckabee and one or two others. McCain.
Well,
I
get
real...
Fred Thompson,
right,
who wants to do away with Social Security. And he wants to do that by cutting the benefits and increasing the taxes. And, he doesn't approach the fact that the Social Security has been broke since FDR started it. It all comes from current income. It's just another tax. And the bonds that are sitting in the government's coffers are absolutely worthless.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Every politician has been doing is...
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is our good friend Bob Chapman. But before we go on, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can actually get a copy of the International Forecast, or what they're going to find, and why they should subscribe to it.
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish twice a week by Internet on Wednesdays and Saturdays. It runs about 25 to 30 pages each time, and we have a hard copy which goes out twice a month. You can get a copy by going to the site, and that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. The International Forecaster.com. Or you can email us, and that address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com. Or you can call toll free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, I will tell our listeners that I look forward to reading the forecaster every week. It actually comes twice a week, and I always look forward to it. In fact, once in a while, they forget, and I always remind them, and I get mine, and you will enjoy it as well. Well, you know, certainly as we see this whole incredible story, I mean, and we see, of course, the moving of more and more American factories offshore, and since we've lost our textile industry, we've lost our furniture industry, But the thing is that even much of the work on software and similar things can be done overseas. They can do a lot of our banking work over there as far as compiling the accounts are concerned. They can certainly read x-rays. They can read digital x-rays. You can just transmit them to India and they'll read them over there for a fraction of what it costs here. And the same thing with CT scans and certainly eye scans and MRI scans. And so really nobody's job is really safe with the information technology, the information networks. We have a fiber optics throughout the world today, and certainly many of the people, you know, who've been in architects, who've been in engineering, why they're competing with architects and engineers over in India. And the same thing is true with lawyers. Although I don't have much sympathy for a lot of those lawyers, of course, who really have been gouging people here. So we have real problems in America, and the average individual knows something's wrong, but they don't understand that there are globalists out there who really do want to destroy our economy. And when you understand that, then so much of what's going on really does make sense. Well, Bob, what are some of the other stories as far as our economy is concerned? Certainly, the price of oil seems to have leveled in right around $80 a barrel, but do you foresee it's going to go up much higher than that?
Well, we had a big day today in oil. I hit another high. It was up $2.44 a barrel at $86.13, and gasoline was up 7 cents, and natural gas was up 47 cents. The energy complex was very strong, and it's very simple. OPEC has cut back on production, and they're not telling us, because they want oil over $100, $120 a barrel. And the reason why is that's just to keep up with official inflation. And quite frankly, they're right. I mean, it's as simple as that. You know, why should they get less on an official inflation basis, which is a lie? It's probably, you know, it is far higher than that. And so why shouldn't they? And so the world is just going to have to pay more for energy. And if they don't like it, it's too bad.
Well, you know, what that's going to do, though, to our you know, to transportation, to shipping, to certainly what it's going to do to the cost of agriculture, because so much of that is related to diesel tractors. What's it going to do to airline fares? I mean, we boost up the price of oil another 20-30%. It's going to impact on everything in this country, and they're going to have a hard time convincing us that inflation is really only 2% unless people are incredibly stupid.
Well, that goes without saying, and you know, you keep on telling people, and they don't want to listen, and they're going to lose their country. They're going to become a banana republic. The most important thing that happened in the last couple of months was that the Federal Reserve, which is the Illuminati, have decided that the banks, Wall Street, investment banks, and corporate America was more important for short-term saving them than the dollar. And when the dollar goes down this time, it's going to lose its status as a reserve currency for the world. And when that happens, America is just going to freak out because they're going to lose it all. And their currency is going to be destroyed. The standard of living will drop precipitously. Unemployment will go into the clouds. It's going to be awful economically. And they just don't get it, and they don't want to know. And I don't know what else to do other than what I'm doing. And, you know, we have as many listeners overseas as we do in the United States now. And I'm talking to 30 million people probably every week. And, you know, they understand, but Americans don't. I don't get it.
Well, I think that there's a blindness, almost like a spiritual blindness here, that's keeping people from seeing objectively. Of course, sometimes people see what they want to see and they hear what they want to hear. And nobody likes to hear bad news. Sort of like when you tell somebody they got a cancer, they don't want to hear you, but we've got to, and you're doing a great job, Bob, of standing on the wall and shouting, don't you know that what's happening? You know, you're going to lose everything, and that's what we do as well. And we just hope people are out there listening, and I know the people who've been listening to you and been listening to our programs, many of them have taken defensive action, and we're not going to get rich, but maybe we'll be able to survive. And that's the biggest thing. If you can survive with what you have, well, that's the important thing.
Well, You know, I've been in nations after there's been wars and during wars, and you don't just want to survive. It's a terrible way to live.
I know. Sydney, we're going to, our job is just to try to get people to begin making preparations, you know, because nothing is really certain today other than the fact that America, our dream is becoming a nightmare, and America is on the way down. And it's because, of course, of these wicked people who took control of our economic system back in 1913 and continue controlling it today. Almost 100 years later, over 100 years later, almost 100 years later. Well, anyway, of course, now what's going to happen as far as General Motors are concerned? Do you think that they're going to be able to get back to some sort of a sound basis? It sounds to me like they're losing money on almost every car they produce in America.
Well, yes, and that's because other manufacturers don't have the same walls to climb that they do. And but a conscious illuminist objective came forward in 1962 when they instituted GATT, which eventually in 86 became WTO, it's a World Trade Organization. And in the late 1970s, major manufacturers in the United States started to prepare to ship their entire productions over a period of years to foreign nations, and that was all planned long, long ago. And this is nothing that just happened. And what they want to do is keep the brand name of General Motors and Ford and ship the production to India, China, and Mexico. And all those good jobs will go there, and those people will prosper, and we'd be left out of luck. And our economy would decline. And this was done deliberately. And now we're seeing the result of that planning over the last 25 or more years. And it is reversible, but you only can do that with trade tariffs. It's the only way you can do it. And there's no other way. And for those who don't know, because they're ignorant of that, is that our country had tariffs since its very inception, and they made America strong. And the reason they had tariffs, because they were victims of British mercantilism. And what we've got today in our government in Washington is British mercantilism. And they are going to screw this country right into the ground.
Well, I fear that you're right. And I think that we can just see the progressive deterioration of our industrial base here in the United States. And one only has to go into Walmart to find out that most of those products there are already made in Japan or in other countries. And you can certainly go to many of the catalogs now. And they have all sorts of textiles. They have beautiful shirts and trousers and coats. And they're all made in the Dominican Republic or in Africa or in Malaysia. Beautiful, I mean, very well done. They couldn't make them in America for that price, and so they're simply outselling or underselling anything made here in the United States, and that's why we lost our textile industry. If we had tariffs, they wouldn't get away with it. But since our leaders are, the leaders of both political parties are intent upon destroying the industrial base of America and transferring our wealth elsewhere, why, of course, we do not have a textile industry here. And actually what they've done is they've taken many of the large looms that we used to have here in the United States that manufacture the cloth, and they've just shipped those off to other countries. We will never be able to really to regain that. It will take as many years. So where do you think we're going next? Bob, you know, certainly the war in the Middle East seems to drag on and on and on, and while our attention is focused over there, most people don't see what's happening here in the United States. What's happening to the housing market? They tell us that, well, it's only going to be a year or so, and then everything's going to be all right all over again, and we're going to get rid of all these bad loans, and everything will be all right. And yet, of course, it looks to me like an awful lot of the people are going to lose their homes before this is over.
Well, subscribers to the International Forecast to Get Out of Real Estate in the last quarter of 2005 and 2004. And in June of 2005, the real estate market peaked. And it went sideways into 2006. And then, of course, in the last year, you've seen the carnage that's gone on. And it's going to continue because houses were way overpriced because loans were being made to people who shouldn't have had loans. Now all those loans that were made to people who shouldn't have loans are coming due. They're being reset because they were adjustable rate mortgages. And the rules have changed, and they can't even qualify, even if they made their payments. So here we are sitting with millions of homes that have to be auctioned off. They're being auctioned off 25, 35, 50% of what homes and condos in the same area are going for. And that's going to continue over the next 2.5 years. It could last as long as 4 years because the loans that are being made today will be rolling in 2 years. And we're in a recession. We have been for some time. And it's going to get progressively worse. And no matter how much money they throw at it, how much credit they give us, you know, people can't easily withdraw money from their ATMs anymore because the money that went into those ATMs came from the equity in their homes. That machine, that ATM machine called your house, is no longer the piggy bank that it once was. So what are they doing now? The banks are making a conscious effort to give lower rates, extend the amount of money that people can borrow on their credit cards, and they're giving them out like popcorn, absolute popcorn. And why are they doing that? Because they're not doing the real estate loans anymore, they have to find another way to make money. And that's how they're doing it. And a year and a half, 2 years down the line, there's going to be another crisis caused by people who cannot pay their credit card debt. And it's not just chargeable in bankruptcy anymore, because the banks, after working for years and years and years, have finally accomplished new bankruptcy legislation, which generally just simply screwed the American public. So big business and banks and Wall Street have nothing in common with you. All they want to do is use you. And, you know, you're back to where you were in America in the 1920s. Labor unions have sold out, have been destroyed, and the American worker's on his own. All we're missing is the sweatshop.
Well, you know, the amazing thing as you see this whole thing unfolding is that there's all sorts of money out there. There's money all over the world. I mean, the hedge funds have billions of dollars, and the banks have billions of dollars, and the pension funds have billions of dollars. There's tremendous amounts of money out there. So why are we having all these problems if there's all this money that's readily available? I mean, we find an excess of liquidity, not as a shortage.
Well, it's being misallocated. It's going to the banks, and it's all going into asset-driven markets. It's all going to the stock market, and it had been going into real estate previously. A lot of it's going to hedge funds, which, incidentally, almost all have their headquarters in the Cayman Islands. And they are gambling with the money. They have leverage of anywhere, usually, up to 10 or 12 to 1. And so if they make a mistake, they get a big loss. If they make a gain, of course, they get a big gain, too. And their returns haven't been there, but that's where that money is going. And it's not only the money that's being created by the Federal Reserve, whether it's at the discount window or whether it's via money and credit in M3, and that's what's no longer published, or whether it's in the carry trade on the yen from Japan, which the Fed controls. The Bank of Japan. And so that's where it's all coming from. And it's all going in the wrong place. In America, it can't go into industry and distribution because there ain't any anymore.
And so an awful lot of it's going into Japan and into the third world countries, you know, and building up the industries there. But very, very soon they may find that they don't have any place to sell their products if they can't sell them here in the United States. As we move further and further into recession, people have less and less money to buy all these goods coming from Malaysia and the Dominican Republic and from India and from China. And so they're going to have all these factories that are going to just be sitting there. Aren't there a lot of people who are really worried that the Chinese, you know, economy gaining 10, 12% a year is overheated, and one of these days it's going to get into some real problems?
Well, the Chinese economy is overheated. Inflation is approximately 16.5%, and the increase in money supply is about 18.2%. The banks have the same problem that Japan had in 1992. They have about $1.2 trillion in bad loans and don't know what to do with them. Now, it's okay, they've been able to mask it because of all the dollars coming in trade, but that isn't going to last forever. Inflation is going to get worse. China has more now has more billionaires than any place except the United States, and they're going to surpass them next year. Of course, they are all members of the Communist Party. What else? And so, you know, this miracle in Japan is really built on very, very thin ice.
Right.
And when America goes into deep recession, which it will, and the rest of the world follows, China is going to go with them. And, you know, there's only so much you can do domestically.
Hey, we're out of time,
and,
Bob. We're out of time.
You know, to keep things going.
We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and the first thing I want to do is mention, remind our listeners that we've just got about 2 weeks, and we're going to have our October 28th all-day conference here in the Monterey Bay. So if you're in the area, you'd like to come, or come from elsewhere, why, we're going to have a great lineup of speakers. The conference is going to open. Doors will open at 7:30 in the morning. We'll go to about 5:30 in the evening. I think you'll have a chance to meet a lot of the important people, and you're going to have a chance to ask questions, and I think you'll find it well worthwhile. Under any circumstances, if you'd like to come to the conference, and we're going to be serving lunch, so you need to have a reservation. The number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927.
844-8927. If you really want to understand what's happening economically, let me suggest you get our the talk. It's a DVD and or video called Financial Tsunami, and it comes with a excellent syllabus, which, of course, gives you a lot of information from the Federal Reserve System. And then, of course, you'll want to get my last couple of newsletters, the Financial Collapse 1, Financial Collapse 2, and they're up on the Internet. Or if you want to get the Financial Tsunami syllabus, we'll be glad to send it to you. Then, of course, we also have a pamphlet I've written, The History of Money, What You Need to Know, The History of Money. You need to get the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, by Ed Griffin, which really gives you a great overview of the phony monetary system we have that has enriched a few people and, of course, enslaved people throughout the world. Then, of course, you'll want to get the book, The Federal Reserve Conspiracy, by Professor Sutton. You want to get the book, Fiat Money Inflation in France, which is the story basically of what happened in France in 1789 when they tried to set up a fiat money system like we have today. And of course, the book was written 100 years later by the dean at the Cornell College, Andrew Dickinson White. And of course, it's telling you something that happened almost 200 years ago, but nothing has changed, absolutely nothing. And of course, with the excess of money came the financial irresponsibility, the breakdown in morals. Everybody was living great until the whole system eventually collapsed, as fiat money systems always do, and ours is on the verge of collapse. Since 1971, the Federal Reserve System has increased the money in circulation in the United States 12-fold, and the national debt has increased 19-fold, and that was just up until 2005. And you can get that's covered in my latest newsletter. We simply quote Congressman Ron Paul, who was on the House Banking Committee, and asking Alan Greenspan when we were going to go back to a gold standard, because we are going to go back to a gold standard sooner or later. The whole system's going to collapse. They're going to try to get us onto credit cards. Haven't you noticed how they have all these ads on television showing how everybody's buying things with a credit card, and then somebody wants to use cash, or they want to write a check? How terrible that is. And, of course, they get us all in a cashless society, and then the next thing we'll need a chip because somebody could always steal your credit card. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that everything is already worked out ahead of time. Everything is planned, and behind that are powerful spiritual forces. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get my talk on The Forbidden Secret. And then you need to get the 4-tape set or 4-CD set on The Secret Behind the Secret. And then the award-winning DVD put out by our good friend Chris Pitto, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. And his second DVD also has won many awards, entitled Riddles in Stone, The Secret History of America's, the Secret Architecture of Our Nation's Capital. And then we have a DVD where Chris actually goes into the background of the dream that was used by the occultists, what motivated them. And that was the idea that one day America would become the New Atlantis. And so that's why we call his DVD The New Atlantis. We got a great DVD by Constance Cumby called The Emergence. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, the plan is for a new world order, a new world religion, and a new world leader who will be the Antichrist. I tell them, please pray for America and for the Age of Liberty.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
listening to GCN.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for this next hour, the views of Harold Poole, who, of course, is survived the Bataan Death March. And we're going to be talking about a book that was written by a lawyer who was handling a case that was brought by the survivors of the Bataan Death March, those at least who were taken to Japan to work in the factories there and work in the docks as basically slaves. And the title of the book is Soldier Slaves. Mr. Poole, thank you so very much for being with us.
You bet.
Well, anyway, of course, I read the book. It's a fascinating story. I don't think most people, you know, remember the Bataan Death March and what really transpired, and of course the terrible toll and suffering that that befell the American soldiers who were forced to surrender there in Bataan.
Yes, it was a very unusual and very harrowing experience.
Well, I'm sure it was, and of course, you know, it sounds like probably over almost 40% of the soldiers who were taken captive died either on the Bataan Death March or in the death camps, or certainly in the hell ships that took you to Japan, or certainly there after you got to Japan. And yet, of course, you almost have a feeling that you have a certain empathy for the Japanese people. It was almost as if they were just totally subservient to the emperor. They did whatever the emperor and what their officers told them to do.
Yeah, that was true.
All right, fine. Well, of course, first of all, could you tell our listeners just a little bit about, you know, how you happened to join the military there? I guess you must have joined what was in 1940 or 1941?
In 1940.
I see. How did you happen to join up?
Well, England and Germany were at war, and Germany had sunk some of our supply ships we were sending to England, and it looked inevitable, it would be just a matter of time that we'd be involved, you know. And so I volunteered my services August the 30th, 1940, in the U.S. Army Air Corps, and was sent to Hamilton Field, California, for recruit training and to be assigned to the 20th Pursuit Squadron as an armament man, according to my own choice. And the armament is working with the machine guns and the explosives and gunfights and this thing, you know, on the airplanes. I wasn't a flyer. I was just a ground crew member. But anyway, we were sent from Hamilton Field, California, to the Philippines by way of Honolulu and Shanghai, China. Well, in Shanghai, we picked up some American nationals that they were getting out of the area because they'd been fighting there. The Japanese and the Chinese had been fighting for quite a while. And so they brought them back with us and took them over to the Philippines and dropped us off and then took them on back to the States. We were bivouacked at Nichols Field, which was a little bit, about 2-3 miles south of Manila, and with this 20th Pursuit Squadron, and it had about 20 airplanes there, and I enjoyed myself very much. About 7 months of peacetime before the war started over there, and then it was longer than that. Actually, after that 7 months, they moved us over to Clark Field, which was about 50 miles northwest of Manila, and that's where we were when the war started.
And you really had no idea that the Japanese were actually going to attack. In fact, when you first saw the planes coming over, you thought they were Navy planes, U.S. Navy planes.
Well, we, to be truthful with you, we didn't even think the Japanese would attack us. We didn't think that they would be brazen enough to do that as
hold that thought, Americans,
you know.
We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Harold read his book. It's called Citizen Soldier, and it's written actually in large part by the attorney who handled the case of you and the other people who had been taken as slaves to work in Japan. Was that written by the lawyer?
Yes, that was James Parkinson, and he represented us, and they were trying hard to get us some remuneration from these Japanese slave labor jobs that we had, and our own country shot us down on that, because in 1951 they signed a treaty with Japan that none of their nationals could sue us for any war-related crimes, and also we couldn't sue them, and so the government stood by that and wouldn't let them go around it, and so that was the case, so that's the way it stands now. And but personally, this James Parkinson has been such a great guy. He's paid me for only four trips out of that personal list to Los Angeles, where we had the kickoff on the news thing with Senator Hatch. Next was in Washington, D.C., where I testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee, where Senator Hatch was the chairman. And then the next one was the Philippines. We went back and went over the whole area where I'd been a prisoner of war and over the death march area and all that, and it was really amazing. And then the last one was down to Palm Springs, where Jim Parkinson lives, and went down there to meet one of his friends who was a lawman, and he wanted me to meet him and talk with him. So I've been well repaid myself. I'm not looking for any remunerations at all. I've been more than well repaid for all that he's done for me.
Well, of course, the interesting thing was that after you and your the other men in your unit were actually taken to transfer to Bataan. And, of course, the idea was that, of course, you were going, the military was going to defend that and until the reinforcements came. But you didn't understand that there weren't any reinforcements, that there wasn't any help, there weren't any supplies, there wasn't any ammunition coming, and your officers deserted. The generals all got on the little PT boats and took off and left the soldiers there to fight to the last man. But, of course, the commanding general there actually said it was just going to be a slaughter for his men, and so he surrendered Bataan. And then eventually General Wainwright surrendered Corregidor because they realized they'd been abandoned by our government. And certainly General MacArthur had been taken out along with his family, and you were left to die. Well, anyway, what eventually happened? Of course, after you were surrendered and you were marched, of course, and placed under Japanese control. It was really a pretty horrible situation, wasn't it? Because the Japanese considered that if you surrendered, you were a coward, whereas you were just carrying out orders. You didn't want to surrender. You were willing to fight, but your leaders weren't.
Yes, I surrendered under orders from my leaders, and Corregidor had not yet surrendered, and the Japanese invasion force there was anxious to get control of the whole of the Philippines and get us all of the American possessions out of there, and so they want to get us out of there now, so they bring their artillery in there and start firing on Corregidor, and that's when this infamous death march started to get us out of there in a big hurry, you know. And they weren't prepared at all for us, and they didn't have any food for us or any water, and for several days we went without both, and it was really a nightmare of an affair to have to go through all that. A lot of the men had been, we'd been on short rations, in fact, just getting one meal a day the last month or so of the war and fighting, and a lot of the men weren't in very good shape. Some of them had different diseases like dysentery and that type of thing.
Malaria, of course, was very prevalent.
Yes, and they weren't in very good shape, and as we went on the march, they'd get to the point where they could go no further, and they just dropped down and practically fade out on the road, and the Japanese guard come along with a bayonet on his rifle and poke them a little bit, and if they didn't get up and go, they'd just push it through them.
And of course, he did that.
Off the site. There was dead bodies all along the route as we went.
And of course, there were many hundreds of Americans were actually killed, weren't they? How many Americans died on the Bataan?
Well, we had 12,000 American soldiers there, and then we had about 60 or 70,000 Filipino soldiers on this march. And the figures that I've had, and they're variable because nobody kept any accurate records. Out of the 12,000, there was at least 600, and I've heard 1,000, as high as 1,000 of our men were killed on the march.
But that was just the beginning, though, because, of course, when you got into the camps there, why, of course, you were terribly treated as well.
How's that again?
When you got into the Japanese camps where they were actually going to keep the American soldiers, and certainly they were they didn't really feed you, or there really was inadequate water. And I mean, it was just a constant struggle to remain alive.
That's true. We ended up at a little town called
It starts with a C-A. I don't remember what it was. But
yeah. There was a little town called San Fernando at the end. It was a railhead station, and then we put on train inside of enclosed boxcars. There's the narrow gauge boxcars, and it was hot, and there's a steel door shut, and in the tropics. And we went about 25 miles more on them, but it took so long for them to get them in and count them and wait around before they went and everything that some of them died even in those trains and weren't even able to. They were jammed us in there so tight we weren't even able to sit down. So these fellows passed out, and they weren't even able to lay down until we got them back to the where we ended, and then a little town called Campus. And then from there, we marched another 8 miles to Camp O'Donnell, which was our first prison camp. And when we arrived there, the commander was up on a platform looking down on us and had his interpreter there, and he was explaining to us our situation and our status, and he said, "You're all a bunch of cowards for surrendering." And that's what they told us all the time we were being in the prison camp. It wasn't much fun being called a coward all the time, you know. He says the Japanese soldiers wouldn't have surrendered. They'd have fought to the end, you know.
But if that's what they did, that's what they did in Okinawa. They, 100,000 of them died rather than surrender.
Yes, and that happened. And so that was their philosophy and their religion and their standard of living and all that type of thing. But anyway, after I was at this camp about a month, it was about a month I was in this camp, and then I volunteered to go on a work camp. It was just, it had nothing to do there but sit around and look at, watch guys die and everything, and the burial details go out. So I thought, well, hey, I'm going to volunteer and get out of here. I don't think anything could be much worse, you know. So I did, and then I was sent by the truck right back to the area where we had started the march from. It's just a little town north of Marvelous, which was the town where we started the march from, and it was called Cab Cabin. Here was a schoolhouse, and it was up on 4-foot stilts. That's the way they built the buildings in the Philippines, up off the ground, you know. And we were bivouacked underneath it. About 100 men and the Japanese guards were up inside the schoolhouse. And our job here was picking up all kinds of scrap iron and metal and anything, that empty shells that left over from the fighting, put on trucks and send over to the middle of the dock area, and then on ships back to Japan to further their war effort. I was here about a month, and I got malaria at this place, and then was moved over to Cabana Camon, and it was at this camp. And you remember reading the book about the little Bible?
Yes, I do.
And I got that in this work camp, and
you just sort of found it. In other words, you found it was sort of an accident. And of course, that was really, in many respects, at least according to the book, what it sustained you all through the years.
Yes, I thought it was a great answer to my prayers. I've been praying for help, and that was the help that I got. And I was able to keep that little Bible and read it and let some of my buddies read it, you know, and everything, and get the encouragement from it, especially in the passages that talked about tribulations, you know. The Apostle Paul said, we glory in tribulations. Tribulations work of patience, and patience make us more teachable, and so on. And this is the thing that it really impressed me, and I'm sure that my life was preserved more than once because of having this little Bible to give me the encouragement and help, you know, that I needed to keep on. And it was a real ordeal.
Well, I think one of the interesting things is the Japanese took the Bible away from you a number of times, but they always gave it back.
They always gave it back, and I still have it. I have it with me now at home, and I show it whenever I give talks and let the people see it and see the evidence of that I have it, you know.
All right, fine. Of course, then there was just never enough food. In fact, there was never enough water. At least I think so. In the final camp, there was enough water, but there was never enough food. You're always hungry.
This is true. The main ration was just a rice ball. But it was about the size of a tennis ball of steamed rice, you know. And that would be our meal in the morning, and then we'd get a little bowl of thin green soup at noon, and then at night we'd get another one of these rice balls. And it was not polished rice like this white rice we have here. A lot of times it was a kind of a darker color and almost like wheat. And I guess that was why it saved us, because of having more nutrition in it, you know. But it was just rice, no seasoning, and for the main part, in the Philippines particularly, that's all we got. And eventually, we went to Japan, and I volunteered for that also, to go there, because I thought, well, I know when the Americans come back and take us over, they'll probably end up shooting us, you know, the Japanese, before they die themselves. And that's the thing that I thought about. I thought, well, I'm going to volunteer for that. I volunteered for the first one out on that work detail, and then I volunteered again to go to Japan. And when we went to Japan, they did give us a little better food, a little more of it, because they wanted us to be working in their mills and things, you know.
No, I thought it was so interesting that really, of course, there was just no men at all to work in the factories. All the men were off fighting in the wars, and there were only women and older people and the children at home. And so They were glad to have the Americans there, and of course they weren't, didn't treat you well, but at least you got a little more food.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Ken, it's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar.
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Harold Poole, who survived the Bataan Death March and the Japanese prison camps in the Philippines. And then, of course, he volunteered to go to Japan because he thought that, if he stayed in the Philippines and the Americans came, that the Japanese might kill them all. So then, of course, they're going to take him to Japan. And so they wanted to tell a little bit about the ship. And, of course, people have written about these ships. They call them the hell ships. You know,
yes.
The voyage there, in the hold of the ship.
Yes, we were down in the hold of these freighters, and there was no furniture or anything, and just on boards down there, and it was really a hard a hard trip to make, and still not enough food and no medicine to speak of for those that were not well. And I was on that ship for 28 days before we finally ended up at Moji, a little seaport on the southern island of Japan. And in on these ships, the reason they got the name of hell ships is because a lot of our own forces bombed them and torpedoed them, you know, and for the submarines and the airplanes, and sunk a lot of them because they didn't have any markings on them showing that they were carrying prisoners of war, you know. And so our forces had no way of knowing about that, so they sunk a lot of our own men. We lost a lot of men. That's where they got that name from. And our ship was at a particular time when there was a typhoon going out there, and boy, that ocean was really rough. And I think that might have been something that saved us, because the submarines couldn't come up near enough the surface to throw a torpedo, because they'd be thrown clear out of the water, you know, with the waves going like they were and all and everything. So I think that was one of the main reasons why we made it. But a lot of the ships didn't. They were sunk by our own forces, and we lost a lot of men. They up into the thousands because of that.
In other words, they were being taken to Japan to work in the factories, and our own submarines, our own planes actually, sunk the ships because they didn't know Americans were on board.
Yes, that's true.
Well, no, because what happened then when finally the war ended and you realized you were going to be freed? Did the American troops come into the camp to let you go? How was it that you, you know, were freed at the end of the war?
The last four months of the war, I was at a little town called Toyama. The steel mill shut down a lot of their operation because of the bombing and all, because the B-29s were coming over quite regularly and bombing, and they were really, we knew our forces were getting near then. The last 4 months of the war, they sent us over, about 100 men of us out from this camp. There was 500 in that steel mill, but they sent about 100 of us over to a little town called Toyama over on the west side of Honshu, the main island of Japan, and it was a seaport town. Here we were unloading ships. We could tell that they'd been loaded in a big hurry, because sometimes in the bottom of the hold would be ore or coal or coke or something like that, and then dumped right on top of them would be sacks of dried rice and soybeans and corn and things like that, you know, that they'd got out of these warehouses in a big hurry so they wouldn't lose it. And our job was to unload that, and we'd unload them on a new narrow gauge train, and then it went inland somewhere where they took them away, I don't know where, to keep them safe, you know. And that was our job, and we didn't get any days off at all at this camp. And the steel mill, we did get one day off a month, and that was what happened there. They would gather up a blanket and clothes. They did issue us some clothes there, and a blanket because it was cool in there at that time. And we'd walk 5 miles to a freshwater river and wash these clothes without soap in that freshwater river and hang them on bushes to dry. And then when they dried, we'd gather them all up and walk the 5 miles back. Well, that was our one day off a month at the steel mill. But in this camp here, we didn't get a day off at all. But then finally one day we didn't go to work, and we just sat around. Then nobody said anything. We just sat around, didn't work or anything. Next day the same thing, and they gave us all the rice we could eat, and finally they told us that Japan had surrendered unconditionally to the Allied forces, and the war was over, and they told us to paint POW on the roof of our barracks, which we did, and then the B-29s came over flying low with their bomb bays open and dropped 55-gallon barrels of food on cargo chutes to us, and so we actually got some American food right in the prison camp before we ever left. But that's the way it ended there. We were there for, I think a couple of weeks before they ever had a transportation arranged for us, and then we marched out to a railroad station and got on a train and went back to near Osaka, in fact, close to the steel mill area where we disembarked from the train, and here we met the Navy, and they took us by destroyer to a hospital ship out in the inland sea there in Japan, and we were all refurbished and everything. And
hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Okay.
listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. The Cursed Herald was eventually able to return home.
Yes.
And, of course, one of the things in the book, the lawyer tells about some of the, talking to some of the men who had been prisoners of war of the Japanese, who have this intense hatred of the Japanese that would never forgive them. Whereas Harold's attitude has really been to understand them as human beings, and that certainly the ones who treated them badly were a different breed than the average Japanese. And so rather than his life being filled with hatred, as were the fate of so many of the POWs, he suddenly come to peace with what an experience he had had, and with the Japanese people as a whole.
Yes. Yes, I have no real feelings towards the Japanese people now, because this is over and past, and I'm sure if circumstances had been different and we'd been on the other side of the things, why, we'd have had a lot of things we'd have had to account for ourselves. And so I look upon it as a tremendous experience to go through, and been well blessed to do so. And like I say, I feel like I'm not a hero, but I am a well-blessed survivor. And I thank the Lord every day and every night because I'm still here and have been able to be with my family.
How old are you now, Jim? Am I asking?
I'm 88. I'm 88, ready for the pearly gate.
Well, you're about 10 years older than I am. Certainly I remember the Denver Death March, but I was about 12 years old at the time, and you were a decade older than I was.
Uh-huh.
Well, of course, one of the interesting parts of the book, and we're talking about a book called Soldier Slaves, and it's written by Mr. Parkinson, who was one of the attorney who brought the case, and he really felt that the Americans who were then held as slaves by the Japanese and forced to work in these steel plants and in the factories over there should be compensated by the companies now, not necessarily by the Japanese government, but by the factories that had used slave labor. And certainly there was a much different attitude towards what had happened in Germany, but then a different attitude towards what happened in Japan. And of course, the case was heard in court, and our government just refused to stand behind the American soldiers who had been so brutally mistreated. Did you get all of your back pay from the time you were in the military?
Yes, I did. And I had no complaints about that. And I have had great considerations and everything ever since then. And I'm never worried about getting any more money. And I'm not worried about getting it from those people. I sometimes feel bad for maybe some of my buddies that needed it more than I did. But I have been well paid as far as I'm concerned. And I'd like to just mention, too, that this James Parkinson, he's a great man. I love the man. He went over backwards to help us. He never charged us anything for all his services, and they tried hard. The whole companies and all, and literally spent millions of dollars on us trying to get this for us. And so, I have to give him great praise, and just let you know that I think he's a great guy, and I was happy for him. He paid for my book being made, and all. It's his book and my book, actually. That's both of us together, and. I feel that he's really done a great service for all of us and everything, a great example for us to follow in our lives to do things for other people like that, what he's done.
Well, now, how can people get copies of the book, Soldier Slaves? Is it available through regular bookstores, or is there a website or any place where people can...
Yes, around here it's available in the bookstores, and on the Internet, it's available on Amazon.com, and it's cheaper there than it is in the bookstore. So if anyone wants to get one there, why, that's where we can encourage them to do it a little cheaper than in the...
Well, of course, as you read the book, you get this feeling of this, how horrible it is to be hungry all the time, and for the greater part of 3 or 4 years, why, you were constantly hungry. And of course, as I look what's going on in the world today, I think the average American could never imagine being hungry. And yet, of course, really the hunger was just constantly with you. In fact, no rat was safe. I mean, any rat who got into the camp, why, immediately he was, of course, butchered and divided up.
Yes. Yes, it's like I say, it's been tremendous experience for me to go through, and like I say, I'm well blessed to still be here. So many of my buddies, every year there's more of them die off, and we've been having reunions in different places each year, and just getting to the point where now I think we're just about through, because we just don't have enough men that are able to come to them anymore now. So it's been a great experience, and I know that the good Lord was with me, and I was very well blessed to still be able to go through it and be able to come home and be here with my family. And right now I'm enjoying with several great-grandchildren and all, and this is really wonderful, a great blessing I think to have that because of being able to make it, you know.
Well, of course, basically, Harold was about 180 pounds. He ended up at 97 pounds, something like that. And in fact, everybody in the camp was just skull and bones, and or skin and bones, I should say. And of course, you had to bury so many of your friends.
Yes, and this is actually, it's to tell you the truth, it's really a rough experience, because we didn't even have any mattress to sleep on. We were just sleeping on old rough boards. And when you're that thin, you don't have any cushion of meat between you and your skin and your bones, you know. And it's hard to sleep at night. You sleep a while, then you wake up and move around, turn around, and you get sores on you and everything. And it's just really a terrible thing. That was one of my worst things, is to watch my body disappearing and getting so thin. And and I'm unable to do the things that I used to do. And this was a real ordeal to have to go through.
Now, you're a prisoner, what was about 3.5 years altogether?
Yes, 3.5 years.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Mr. Poole, who already, of course, endured the brutality of the Bataan Death March and then, of course, one after another of the Japanese concentration camps until eventually they were taken to Japan as slaves. And, of course, the tragedy was that there were sweetheart deals done between our government and the Japanese government, and I feel very badly that our government would not stand behind our own servicemen. But that was a political decision, and, of course, it wasn't that they were going to sue the government. They were going to sue the individual corporations. Many of the corporations are still around today. They were making profits off, of course, their use of slave labor. Well, of course, you know, one of the things I've really sort of impressed with was your attitude towards the Japanese guards, because the Japanese guards there at the camp really meant it had been very brutal. And then suddenly when the order came from the emperor that unconditional surrender, the attitude of the Japanese guards completely changed. Do you want to just discuss that? Because I thought it was, to me, that was so interesting. Here were men who were willing to fight to the death for their emperor, and 100,000 perished on Okinawa, perhaps even more. But, of course, once the order came for surrender, then what happened?
Yes, that's the story, for sure.
But, of course, the guards simply just laid down their rifles and went away. They didn't do anything. They were just simply totally subservient. They were ordered to surrender by the emperor, and that's exactly what they did. There was no resistance at all, was there?
No. No, that's what happened.
All right. In fact, you even commented about some of your friends found one of the guard by the roadside, and they were just so furious with him, they wanted to beat him up, and he wouldn't even defend himself. The total transformation of the Japanese once the emperor had ordered them to surrender.
Well, I don't know exactly what the answer there that you need, but it was just amazing to me that they, under orders, they took away that stigma of them not surrendering, you know. And I guess under orders, why they felt like they had the right and the privilege of going on and not surrendering and fighting to the end, you know. But here's a different philosophy of life as far as we're concerned, and I guess in the long run, I guess everything worked out pretty well as far as the way the thing all ended, but...
Well, you certainly saw some of the Japanese towns. Wasn't one of the towns close to where you were kept in a prison camp? Wasn't it bombed by the American planes and just totally leveled the town?
No, I'm not sure what you want there. What is that again now?
Well, didn't you comment about the American bombing of one of the Japanese towns that was not too far away from where you were?
Oh, yeah, that was Toyama. A week or so before, the B-29s dropped some pamphlets, propaganda pamphlets, and it had a picture of a flight of B-29s dropping their bombs, and around the side of the picture, it had lists of towns that were going to be bombed, and they said that they... you know, tried to get them to surrender without having their towns bombed. But, and on the back of it, it explained that in the Japanese language. But anyway, that didn't cut any ice with them because they went ahead and kept on, you know. And so this town of Toyama, we watched them bomb that. It was about, I guess, three-quarters of a mile away or a mile away from where we were bivouacked. We could see the bombing. And starting at 11 o'clock at night, and one bomber came over, one B-29, and dropped his bombs, and they were incendiary bombs, starting fires, you know. And he dropped them all along the edge of this town and then took off. And 15 minutes later, here come another one. And he did the same thing. He followed along where the fires were already burning and dropped his bombs. And then about 15 minutes later, another one came. And it went on for a couple hours there from 11 o'clock to 1 o'clock in the morning. And they actually bombed that town, cleared out, and burned the whole town up.
And
it was pitiful to see before this happened, after they dropped that pamphlet, that when he's walking down to work, we'd walk past the town there and see poor Japanese mother with a couple of little children. Maybe one of them was on her back like a papoose, you know, and maybe one or two more holding onto her skirts, and she'd be pulling a little wagon with what things she could put in it to take. And her town, and her city was going to be, and her house was going to be bombed and burned up, which is the case. And it was pitiful. I felt sorry for them. I felt sorry for those Japanese civilians because of the problems that they faced, you know. And a lot of them were almost as bad off as we were as far as having food and all, you know. And so before the war ever even ended, I felt sorry for a lot of them there and could see where they had their problems, you know, along with it.
And, of course, they had food shortages in Japan there as the war drew to a close.
Oh, yes. They were pretty hard up themselves and all, and we were lucky to be able to get what we did. Well, so we didn't get a lot of food there and wasn't a variety or any of that, but they did give us a little more rice and sometimes a little bit of meat. Sometimes it would be fish that we got a little too ripe for them to eat, and they'd give it to us. We'd eat it all right. Sometimes it would just be fish heads, and we'd boil them up and make soup out of them, too, you know. So, well, we did get a little better food there because, like I say, they wanted to keep us in shape to work. And so that was the case.
Well, of course, it was a horrible, horrible experience. And yet you've been able to come back and pick up your life here. And weren't you a letter carrier here in the United States, work for the postal office?
Now, what was that again?
Didn't you actually come home and work for the post office for many years?
Yes. I was got into photography when I first got home because I liked that, but just wasn't much money and it wasn't making much. So I got into the post office and was a mailman for 30 years, and I never regret a minute of it because I'm probably still here because of it, you know, the exercise and out in the fresh air and everything, you know. I think that kept my health up, you know, it helped me to get better. And so, and I got a good retirement from that. So like I say, I'm not worried about any more money or remunerations from the Japanese or any other sources because I've been well taken care of, and I feel like I should say I've been well blessed.
Well, it could be nice if you just got an apology from the companies, but I don't think that'll ever be coming.
No, I'm not sure what you said.
Oh, I said one of the things that it said in the book was that that they at least wanted an apology from the companies where that had the Americans work as slave labor.
This would be,
never
I think
get...
it would give us a lot of peace of mind if we, all of us have said the same thing, that we'd like to have an apology, an official one from their government, you know. But so far it hasn't come, and I'm not holding that against them either because a lot of the people that are running things over there weren't even born when this happened, you know.
I know, of course. The thing is that it doesn't do any good to harbor a lot of anger and hostility. And I think that some of the people who came back who were always angry and hostile, and they were the ones that lost certainly anger. It doesn't benefit you at all.
Well, in the scriptures, the Lord says, love thy neighbors, you know. And they're our neighbors, and we're all children of God, and so we should consider that, you know, and treat them accordingly. And this is the way I feel, that it's over with and done now, and the best way to get along is to be nice and show good feelings towards all mankind.
Well, I think that is certainly the answer. If everybody felt that way, it would be a lot better world that we live in today.
That's true.
Well, I wonder, of course, our guest has been Mr. Harold Poole, and his book, of course, is Soldier Slaves. That's Soldier Slaves, and it's by Mr. Poole and Mr. Parkinson, and it's available on Amazon. It's a fascinating read, and as you read the book, you get the feeling of you were there, the horrible brutality towards the men, and so many of them were ill, and they just couldn't walk. you know, day after day, and the intense heat there in the Philippines. And if they fell behind, they were simply executed by the Japanese guards. And walking several days without either food or water in that intense heat must have been a terrible, terrible trial. In fact, how did you get by without water for a couple of days?
Well, I had a friend, his name was Nelson Kloss, and I mentioned him in the book, and he had a gallon bucket that was like a honey bucket with a big open top, you know. And the Japanese guards had to spread out because they'd count off 1,000 men at a time and send them away with maybe one or two guards. And they couldn't be everywhere at once. And when they, for the first 2 days, we were marching alongside of a, to the west of us was a hill, was a jungle, area. And after about the first 2 days, we got away from the jungle area and was out in the open and where they'd been farming with rice paddies. Well, rice grows in water, and there was a lot of water around there, a lot of flowing wells coming right out of the water, out of the ground, and that would be safe water to drink, you know.
And so you got the water that way. Hold on, we'll be right back just a moment with Harold Poole.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, this is Jeff Remps, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest was Harold Poole, and I think that one of the great message of his book is that it really was his faith in the Bible that kept him going. Thank you so very much for being with us.
You're welcome. I'm glad to do it.
Bye-bye. All right. Again, the book is A Soldier Slave. Fascinating book. And you can really identify with the how horrible it would be not to have food, and this constant hunger for the 3.5 years of his imprisonment. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that we are having an all-day seminar on the 28th of October here in the north shore of the Monterey Bay at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. And if you're going to be coming, well, you're going to have a reservation, because we are going to serve lunch. And so if you can make it, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. The doors will open at 7:30 in the morning. We'll go through until about 5:30 in the evening, and hopefully everybody's going to have a great time. And we'll bring in outside speakers. I think it'll find it fascinating. And then, of course, I want to really, of course, remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you agree with our message, that we're really involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield. We do hope that some of you will want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. If you'd like to get a free catalog or a free newsletter, we'd be glad to send you one. And then, of course, we hope that you'll be telling others about our programs. You can go to our website at radioliberty.com, and you can listen to our programs there 5 hours a day on the Internet. Now, not necessarily at radioliberty.com, but on the three networks we are on, there's references to them. You can listen to 3 hours a day there live, and then, of course, actually 4 hours a day live on the Telstar hookup, Telstar 5 satellite hookup, and there is actually 9 hours a day of Radio Liberty broadcast every day on our website of radioliberty.com. You can also then get the archive programs. You can get the MP3 programs. You can actually get many of our videos, and there's a link to our videos. You can watch those, and all sorts of fascinating information. And of course, maybe down the line you'll want to go ahead and get the DVDs, but in the meantime, the information is there. You can pull down our newsletters, and we recommend you read the newsletters because they will give you an understanding of the true nature of the battle we're engaged in. Most people think that the enemy used to be communism. It never was. It was always financed from here in the United States. In fact, we have a little pamphlet called The Communist Capitalist Alliance, which includes talks that were given by Professor Sutton, formerly of the Hoover Institute, and Solzhenitsyn, Alexander Solzhenitsyn, a talk he gave to the AFL-CIO in 1975, and that term, the Communist Capitalist Alliance, which is what it was really all about. We had to get the American people to believe that we really had an enemy, and that's why we had, of course, to give all the money and power to the government to protect us from the wicked enemy, whether it be the Bolsheviks in Russia who were going to come over and take away our freedom, or whether it would be Fidel Castro in Cuba who was going to take away our freedom. We had, of course, simply have an all-powerful government to protect us. We had to build powerful satellites so we could watch the Russians there all the time to protect us. Well, now those satellites are being used to watch the American people. As far as Fidel Castro is concerned, why, David Rockefeller's daughter is a very good friend of Fidel Castro, and Fidel Castro meets David Rockefeller, who is the single most powerful man in America today. You need to get our DVD. It's entitled World Revolution, which it contains my interview with Ambassador Earl T. Smith. It was the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959 when the United States State Department and the CIA brought Fidel Castro to power. And, of course, the whole idea is to convince the American people he's really the enemy. And he never was the enemy. We put him in power. He was the best enemy American money could buy. So nothing as it appears to be. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to...
Job stress, painful relationships, unbearable money pressures, deteriorating health conditions. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? It's true. Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product called a sleep generator is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 118.